Welcome to the Washington State House Majority Report, your bite-sized weekly conversation with members of the Democratic majority in the State House of Representatives. We're talking today with House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan, a Democrat from Covington. Here we go. It seems like it just started a few days ago, but at this point we're 2 weeks into a short 8-week session. What's your take at this point on how it's shaping up?
We're making progress. The 60-day sessions go really fast. The cutoffs for passing bills through the committees come really quickly. Next week, we'll be taking some floor action. We're going to start with some education bills, but things are moving forward pretty well.
You play a pretty significant role here in the House of Representatives. You're the majority leader. What led you here?
I've always had an interest in community service. Throughout my life, I've volunteered on community projects, on boards for nonprofits, done a lot of things within the community, volunteered with our schools. And when the opportunity came to run for Covington City Council, on that first city council, I decided to run. One of the things that I was interested in after 7 years in local government was education. And so it was kind of a natural thing to run for the legislature and take on that challenge.
That passion for education has come in pretty handy here in the last several years. You're one of the leaders in Washington's uphill battle to fully fund public schools. Do you see a light at the end of that tunnel?
I really do. I think we've made some progress in education funding over the last three budgets, actually. And, by next year, we should be able to comply with the McCleary Court Order and fully fund basic education. But that doesn't mean our work is done. There's still a lot more work in education that needs to be completed, whether it's professional development for teachers and paraeducators, making positive changes to our curriculum and to our standards. There are a lot of things that will come after McCleary that need to be done as well.
This is a really short session, and education issues are not the only thing that you've got to deal with. There's huge challenges to improve mental health care in the state, to deal with climate change in some way, to pay for last year's catastrophic wildfires, and to get ready for the ones that may come in the future. Do you think you're going to get out of here in the allotted 60 days?
In every year, we have unique challenges that come before the legislature, and this year is no different. As you suggested, there are a number of things that need to be completed before we can be done in this short 60-day session. But I'm confident that we're going to roll up our sleeves and get that work done. I know I'm committed to that, and I think that the rest of the 146 members are committed to that as well.
I know your time's tight. Have you got any final thoughts you want to add here today?
No, it's just an honor to represent the 47th District here in the legislature. It's something that I take very seriously and I enjoy. And I think the thing that I love most about this job is the opportunity to work with diverse people from all over the district with very diverse issues that come before the legislature. And trying to solve those problems and work with those community members is just, it's great getting up every morning and looking at a new challenge.
Thank you, Pat. You've got a really busy day today, and I appreciate you taking just a few minutes to talk with us and with the people in your district.
Thank you.
That's today's Washington State House Majority Report. For questions, comments, or feedback, call the legislative hotline toll-free at 1-800-562-6000 or visit housedemocrats.wa.gov online. For the House Democratic Caucus in Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.